Find out which guests are being featured this week. Read our network press releases and read the blog posts from your favorite hosts. Go to iradioblog.com today, powered by the Voice America Talk Radio Network.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Vibrational medicine, along with alternative therapies, can mean total body wellness for you. This is Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health with Lynn Waldrop. Vibrational medicine encompasses many modalities: sound, color, light, magnets, and more. You'll learn how to use these proven concepts to stimulate muscles, organs, and bones to their natural state of resonance. Now, here's your host, Lynn Waldrop.
Everybody, and welcome to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to today's guest is an Access Consciousness facilitator and world traveler, Cass Thomas. Welcome, Cass.
Hello, Tasha. Thank you.
It is good to have you today, and I'm very honored to be the one that gets to interview you today. So let's start with what brought you to Access, and can you tell us a little bit about it?
I certainly can. What brought me to Access, I've been working with the tools of Access for almost 10 years now. A girlfriend of mine brought me to Access, actually. I live in Rome, Italy. And a girlfriend of mine who used to live in Italy moved back to the States and met Access in Florida. So when she came back, she gave me some bars about 10 years ago. And, of course, I felt absolutely nothing, but I thought, I'm so happy for her if she's happy, right?
And so, absolutely.
And then she came back a year later and gave me bars again. And I, Access is all about empowering people to know what they know and that they know, and also about, you know, perceiving, knowing, being, and receiving everything. So I was, unbeknownst to me, not very much in a receiving mode. You know, healers were always giving. So even the second time, I didn't feel anything. But she gave me a couple of questions to work with. How does it get any better than that? And what else is possible? So I noticed that working with those questions, actually, things that seem like doom and gloom situations, I mean, even, you know, finding a parking spot or something like getting a job or missing a plane or something like that, that actually turned the situation around and more than anything else changed my point of view and approach to the situation, which changed my reality. So the third time she came back and gave me the bars, I actually was in a different state of mind, quote unquote, and a different vibration, and actually willing to receive. And I felt an enormous relaxation and lucidity after the bars, and then got a bit curious. So that was about in 2004. 2005, and started asking some more questions, and actually began organizing Access classes. I figured I don't want to travel all the way to the United States or Australia, so I better organize something here in Europe. So actually began organizing the first Access classes in Europe and Italy, and the rest may be history, but I'm happy to tell you about it if it's not.
So when you were doing the bars and you were having that experience, before that ever happened to you, did you used to have like the monkey chatter where you were constantly worried about things and trying to figure things all out in your head?
It's so interesting you'd ask about the monkey chatter. I call it the mind chatter. I actually had a constant dialogue going on in my head. And it's funny because I tell the story in my classes. I've got a couple of fun intro classes. One is the ease and amusement of living consciously. And I tell the story about how, you know, I'm originally from Boston, and how I had gone, you know, I spent a summer on the beach in Martha's Vineyard, and I was determined to meditate. I had read all the books about meditation, and I'd go out to the beach in the morning, you know, on the East Coast. You're on the East Coast in Atlanta. The sun rises over the ocean, so I was there with, you know, my little crystals and my blanket on the beach, 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, and I would be attempting to meditate. And, you know, 15 minutes would go by, and I'd realize that I was thinking about everything under the sun, and I wasn't meditating. And then I'd spend the next 10 minutes, you know, sort of beating myself up for not being able to meditate, and then I'd realize I'm not meditating even yet. And then I'd go, I'd start again, start meditating. I would be there so long that most of the people would then come to the beach. And I spent the summer like that. But also this summer, I was riding this really rickety little bike to the beach, and on my way to the beach, passing by these wonderful trees and you know, and seeing the, you know, the people delivering milk, because Marcus's Vineyard is pretty slow food environment. And I realized after a while that actually that ritual of going to the beach, of the pedaling, of being present with my eyes open and actually being thankful for the trees and the breeze and the morning and the sunrise, was actually a form of meditation. I just didn't know at the time to call it that. And so all these thoughts and that would come up while I was, you know, sitting there with my eyes closed, legs crossed in the right position with the crystals around me. You know, I was thinking about the dog and who was going to walk the dog. And I was thinking about needing to change the tires on my car. And I was thinking about, you know, the fixing the fence in my house, and I realized, you know, wait a minute, I don't even have a car. I don't have a dog. So, you know, who actually do these thoughts belong to? So one of the great tools of access are the questions, and one of the great questions besides how does it get any better than that, and what else is possible, is who does this belong to? Just recognizing actually how much we are perceiving and how much we are picking up on other people's thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and how actually telepathic we are. So the third question before I even got the bars that my girlfriend gave to me was, who does this belong to? And really, it's one of those questions that, in terms of the monkey chatter, as you call it, the mind chatter, as I call it, or the pipa mentale, as they call it in Italian, actually stops the mind chatter, because you get to the point where you ask the question, who does that belong to? And the moment you ask that, if it's not yours, the thought actually goes away. So had I had that tool on the beach on Martha's Vineyard, it might have stopped a lot sooner. But it is an amazing tool to stop the mind chatter and to sort of get to your true self, your vibration, and recognize that when you're present, you actually don't have all that chatter going on. So it's funny when people ask me, you know, hey, do you think, and I think to myself, not really. I don't really think, but I don't tell them that. I wait to hear what they're saying. Do you think that we should do this and this and that? And so the mind chatter is no longer a constant part of my life, and it's amazing. I thought I was the only one that had this constant dialogue going on, that was constantly weighing the pros and cons, that was constantly talking to myself in my head, so much so that I was not present. Like, I would walk by my destination because I was so busy in this dialogue with, you know, and really the dialogue was simply just being aware of everything and all the things going on, especially when you live in a city. Then you pick up quite a bit of that.
I can definitely say for myself that monkey chatter, the constant thinking of things or lists that need to be completed, is something that has definitely captured my attention. And it does. It really does make you not present in your own life. It doesn't even allow you to realize or take joy in the thing that you're doing in that moment, because you're so worried about what it is you have to do the next moment, the next week, the next day. So I completely understand. And what an amazing tool to be able to question and ask, is this really mine? I think that's that's quite a tool. What other tools does Access offer in that particular?
It's funny because you and I aren't the only ones with this. And the thing about it is, I've always been quite pragmatic. I remember someone once told me, there are two types of people. The people, when you give them a task, they ask why, and they're philosophizing on why they have to do the task. And there are people who ask, how do I do it? How, you know? So I guess I was one of those people. How? Okay, well, if the task has to be done, let's not waste time talking about the why I have to do it. Let's get right to the how. So I've always considered myself quite pragmatic in that sense. And the point about the mind chatter, about the figuring out the list and what you have to do before you actually do it, is that it doesn't help. You know what I mean? That's the point. It's not like the mind chatter and you're figuring out, quantum physics or anything. It's going to that when you actually get to the situation, and this is the point, when you actually are confronted with the situation, which probably you're never confronted with because you probably passed that situation by with all the chatter going on in your mind. But if you were to be confronted with the situation, what the coordinates, what the what's going on in that situation at the moment that you encounter it is so different than what you could have imagined. And if you already arrive at the situation with everything already figured out, with all the answers, quote unquote, then what you are acting upon has nothing to do with what actually is going on in that moment, but what you had fantasized about or what was going on when you first heard about the moment. Am I making myself clear?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So the point of that mind chatter, because people get entertained by that, because a lot of us, we talk about the pursuit of happiness. Most of us are just trying to avoid boredom and entertaining ourselves. I entertain myself all the time. I crack myself up, actually. But the point is that you're never really accomplishing anything by going over and over the situation before it happens. And the bars are wonderful. I mean, the perfect example is exams in school. I mean, when kids have exams in school or even adults going to college, the night before the exam, you're rarely going to cram in any information that you don't already have. So the best thing that you could do is to relax and actually clear your mind so that you have access to that information when it comes up, when the question appears. Not to try and cram and fill your mind so tight that you are in a reactive state instead of an active state. So anyway, I just want to say that. And running the bars before you have something that you would normally worry about to do puts you in that relaxed state, quote unquote, because the bars, of course, the 32 points on the head that correspond to different areas of life. By lightly touching those 32 points, you sort of dissipate all the stress built up, all the thoughts, feelings, and emotions built up around that topic, whether it be body and sexuality, whether it be healing, whether it be joy and happiness. And it gives you space to actually look 360 degrees around the topic when it's presented without having all those stops and starts and points of view that come from other people and cultural influences and, parental influences and familial influences and all that. So our best state is a relaxed and a meditative state. The thing that we were never told is that you can access that state or that space more than a state without closing your eyes and without being in silence and without being alone. You can certainly do it in silence with your eyes closed, being alone on the top of a hill somewhere. However, as soon as you open your eyes, come down from the hill and are around people, all those thoughts, feelings, and emotions of everybody else crowd in. So it's lovely practice to become more elastic and have more options available to you. I mean, meditative retreats are fabulous, and lucky she or he who can access them? And what would it be like to reach those spaces, access those spaces, and those and that sort of meditative state while we're living our daily lives? And what contribution can we be to other people by being that vibration of calm and presence? And to people and the planets and to everyone around us. So I am having a whole lot of fun with these tools and looking at some of the ways that I previously was complicating my life and looking at making it as easy and as fun as possible.
Absolutely. So when you're talking about asking questions around on life and even taking a test, what kind of questions would you ask?
In terms of a test?
Yeah, in terms of a test. How would that work?
Well, one thing I would ask about a question, it seems obvious when you have a question in front of you. So what is it that this question is really asking me?
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah. And what is the answer? Because you have a lot of awarenesses that can come to you once you ask the question. I mean, the vibrational healing is the name of the show. So the vibration of a question is one of curiosity, of opening, of being open to receive. And the vibration of an answer is a closed one, a finality, a decision, a place beyond which there's no need to go. It's a full stop, as they say in English, in London English. And then you go to the next phase. So just by asking a question about the question that's on an exam will also trigger and make available some awarenesses that perhaps even the person who wrote the question is not aware of. So then you get a lot of information from that, a lot of awarenesses. It may not be cognitive information, but you get a lot of awarenesses. But, of course, if you're talking about an exam, there is somebody then that is following up on that exam and reading your, quote-unquote, answers, whatever it is you write, and has some expectations. Perhaps. Depends on how lucky you are to get someone who's willing to entertain a different kind of answer. So you, not knowing who will be reviewing it and what their criteria is, you can also ask the question, what is the response here that the person correcting the exam needs to hear to give me the grade that I desire? You know, and just by asking that, you can't, if you ask that when you're tense, you've already got a series of answers in your head that cloud that. If you're in a relaxed state, if you're able to relax, and that's another great question, what would allow me to be at total ease with all the questions here and in my response to the question? What is the question actually asking me, and what is the response that is required of me here to give me the maximum grade? Now, if you notice, I changed that, because the grade I desire, you might desire just to pass with a C or a B. The maximum grade, you could get an A with an answer that you don't think is worthy, because it doesn't have the density, the focus, the finality of an answer that you're used to identifying as the right answer. But perhaps your answer would trigger someone to go beyond what they expected. And in recognition of that and appreciation of that, they would give you a higher grade than you desired or expected. So what would allow me, what is the answer that would allow me to get the maximum grade here?
That is a very good tool that I will plan on using next time and spread to everyone out there who's in the process of taking an exam. These are some amazing tools. We'll be right back with Cass after the break.
A fresh look at today's health Voice America Health and Wellness.
How would you like to live a phenomenal life? If you aren't currently living the life you desire, contact us for a phenomenal life session at www.myphenomenallife.net. Finances, relationships, sex, business, weight issues, and more. 1 hour can change your life. Call 678-745-VIBE. That's 678-745-8423. Or contact us on the web at www.myphenomenallife.net. Why not start living the life you've always dreamed of now? What's stopping you? Visit myphenomenallife.net or call us at 678-745-VIBE. Again, that's 678-745-8423.
The tools of vibrational medicine are easy and effective. Go to www.tuningforkwarehouse.com and purchase all of your therapy equipment. We have tuning forks, color therapy kits, Richway Biomat and alkaline water devices, Sima 750 sound therapy instruments, and more. We also offer classes in the use of many of the products, whether you are just beginning or are a seasoned professional. Check us out at www.tuningforkwarehouse.com. We're here to supply tools for your optimal health.
Want to get away to views that will take your breath away? Visit Paradise in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Come see what we're talking about at www.stcroixdreamvacation.com, where there's plenty of sun and fun, snorkeling, scuba diving, jet skis, golf, the most breathtaking sunsets, and the rich history of Christiansted. It's time to de-stress and feel the relaxation of island time. Visit stcroixdreamvacation.com. That's S-T-C-R-O-I-X, dreamvacation.com. Kick back, relax, and feel the ah. Make your first stop, stcroixdreamvacation.com.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is linsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Tasha. I'm Feeling Us Consciousness Facilitator, Cass Thomas. And on the break, Cass and I were just talking about using questions around relationships, families, money. So, Cass, let's talk a little bit more about using questions when it comes to your relationship.
Well, I was mentioning before the questions that we ask when you are presented with a question or a situation, to ask the question, what is really being asked of me here? Is there something being asked of me here? Just like we were talking about on the exam. And what is this person desire or require to hear from me? And it doesn't mean in a relationship, of course, that you have to respond that, but at least you have an awareness when you ask that question, you're in a position of listening, which is something that I'm quite a talker. So it's something that that I'm aware that not everybody does. So sometimes it's presented in as, you know, count to 10. But are you doing anything while you're counting to 10? Well, you could use that count to 10 time to ask yourself some questions about, so what is actually going on here? Is there something I'm missing? Am I going into defense? Am I defending something, or am I defending against something, trying to prove something here? So in asking yourself those questions is a great tool of access, which is what is light, what feels light to you, what makes you smile, what feels bubbly and airy is the truth for you. And what is heavy is alive. So, and heavy can be a pit feeling in your stomach. It can be some feeling of contraction. So when you begin working with that true light and heavy, is this light, is this not light? You begin to actually access that 90%+ of your awareness that your cognitive mind does not take into consideration. And you're able actually to A, be more present, and we were talking about mind chatter before, so having that inner dialogue be about questions that are not seeking answers, but just seeking to perceive whether it feels light to you when you ask that question or whether it feels heavy, actually helps you to make your life so much easier. So in terms of relationship, when someone is asking you a question or saying something to you, to perceive the energy of what they're saying and not just the words, because words are actually a limitation. We take this huge, you know, emotional intelligence that we have, we take this huge sensation that we have, and we try to funnel it into something that is spell outable, which is a word. And there's so much more information available to us. So asking those questions, what's actually going on here? What is being asked of me? What is required of me? What does this person need to hear to be at their ease? And that's a direct translation from the Italian. At their agio is the ease in Italian. And then you can make your choice, not your decision, your choice from there. So will I tell them what I perceive of the situation, or will I tell them what they need to hear? Let them at their let them be at ease, and then perhaps give them an additional question or piece of information that can expand something for them. Does that answer your question?
It does. Now, when it comes to relationships or trying to figure out the right, quote-unquote, I say right, person for you when you're dating, let's say, could you use the heavy and light to ask, will this person be generative for me?
Absolutely. And you can absolutely use that. You can also ask, I mean, a lot of times people, when you say generative, people have different definitions of generative. So when you say generative, it you may want to be more specific. Will this person be fun?
Ah.
Will this person contribute to my life and my state of being, to my living? Will this person be a contribution to my life? And just because you get a no, a lot of times we don't even ask those questions, Sasha, because we're afraid of the answer, because we've already assumed we know the answer, so we don't even ask those questions so as to avoid the information. And the problem with that is that choosing the information you don't want to receive, there may be a whole world of information behind that question that has nothing to do with whether or not you should go out with them. So my advice, if you will, about being willing to ask the question, will this person, as you say, be generative to me? Will this person be a contribution to my life? Will this person be fun? Is just to have the information, and you can still choose to go out with them. In denying what you have, the knowledge you have access to, is not a good idea, simply because you're not sure if you're denying, you know, it's funny, because energy doesn't know. You put up that brick wall of denial, and energy doesn't know, well, I'm trying to bring Tasha money, but she's got a brick wall up. So, and Tasha says, no, the brick wall was just up about whether I should go out with this guy, not about the money situation. Well, bricks aren't, they do have, you know, molecules in them, and they do have a level of consciousness, but they might not know when to come down and when to stay up. So it's better to have the awareness and to have the information and not put up the brick wall and not block out information in any area of our lives, and be willing to make a choice that maybe is not going to be fun, is not going to be generative, is not going to be a contribution. However, to at least have the information so that when that information is required, it doesn't stop and say, well, you think there'll be a brick wall up? You think there'll be, you know what I mean? Yeah, so I talk a lot about that. I've got a class that's called Is It Light or Is It Heavy? Also known as Did You Really Get a Yes? And I just talk a lot about playing with these tools and playing with that light and heavy and ascertaining some information, some awareness, that you may not utilize at that time, but that, let's say, builds that muscle of recognizing when it's light for you and it's right for you, and when it's heavy and when it's a lie for you. Fun stuff.
Sounds like it. So when do you have these classes, or is this a telecall, or what kind of events do you have going on right now?
Yeah, well, I have a light and heavy that's going on now on Sunday, probably about 6 p.m. your time. I'm interviewing this wonderful couple, and the topic is business. And it's about kickstarting and helping your business flourish. And questions that you can ask yourself. It's Steve and Jacinta Bowman, and they're from Australia. And so the teleseries is four calls. On is it light or is it heavy? And there's a body, one about bodies, asking your body questions about what it would like to eat, what it would like to wear, what it would like to look like, and being willing to perceive, and really some things about recognizing where that light and heavy resonates in your body, where basically the universe, the God source, the Mother Nature, however you have identified that, where that signal resonates in your body, and then applying that to your body, to money. Excellent call with a millionaire from Rags to Riches from Canada, Kathy Sawyer, and Julia Hogue, lovely gal, Irish gal who lives in London. And then on Sunday, once again, with the Bowmans. And then we'll be doing relationship on the 28th of January. So all the recordings are available. And that information is definitely available on my blog, CathyThomas.blogspot.com.
Yeah. And say that blog just one more time so that our listeners can catch it.
Cass Thomas, KassThomas, CassThomas.blogspot.com.
And so anyone who wants to go ahead and catch Cass's interview, feel free. I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun. I'm going to ask another question about, you had just mentioned money and how you can have a wall up with money. But I'm going to get the answer as soon as we come back from break, and we'll be right back.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit SoundColorAndLightForLife.com.
How would you like to live a phenomenal life? If you aren't currently living the life you desire, contact us for a phenomenal life session at www.MyPhenomenalLife.net. Finances, relationships, sex, business, weight issues, and more. 1 hour can change your life. Call 678-745-VIBE. That's 678-745-8423. Or contact us on the web at www.MyPhenomenalLife.net. Why not start living the life you've always dreamed of now? What's stopping you? Visit MyPhenomenalLife.net or call us at 678-745-VIBE. Again, that's 678-745-8423.
Want a getaway to views that will take your breath away? Visit Paradise in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Come see what we are talking about at www.stcroixdreamvacation.com, where there's plenty of sun and fun, snorkeling, scuba diving, jet skis, golf, the most breathtaking sunsets, and the rich history of Christiansted. It's time to de-stress and feel the relaxation of island time. Visit stcroixdreamvacation.com. That's S-T-C-R-O-I-X, dreamvacation.com. Kick back, relax, and feel the ah. Make your first stop, St. Croix, dreamvacation.com.
Our world is filled with strong, powerful, and accomplished women who can inspire teen girls and young women to push past fears, quiet negative self-talk, find mentors, set goals, and capture their dreams. Tune into the Inspiring Women podcast series featuring interviews with women who have overcome incredible challenges to achieve personal satisfaction and professional accomplishment. Go to www.inspiringwomenseries.com today.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynnsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk. Today, we're here with Access Consciousness Facilitator, Cass Thomas. And Cass is giving us many wonderful awarenesses. And we're going to continue our conversation about what light and heavy means for you with money, because everyone wants more money. I know I do. So, Cass, how can we use this light and heavy to bring more money into our world?
Well, you know, Tasha, you mentioned that everyone wants money. I mean, Gary Douglas, the founder of Access, together with Jane here, they wrote a book called Money Isn't the Problem, You Are. And I actually coordinate the translations around the world in different languages of that book. And not just that book, but of all of the Access materials. And in English, the word want, you know, you said that I want more money, has 27 definitions. We talked about words a little bit earlier, and words actually have a vibration. I mean, you could say the same word with a different sort of feeling, let's say, behind it, and it has less of a charge. But the reality is that this enormity of sensations we've been translating into words for centuries. And so they have been used in the same way for a really long time. And Gary always talks about looking at dictionaries that before 1947, when they actually changed the dictionaries, hoping to avoid something like World War II again by giving different definitions to words. But if you look at how the word want is used over the centuries, has been used over the centuries, it quite often means lack, for want of a better word, for lack of a better word. So when you say, I want more money, are you giving out the vibration of desiring more money, or are you giving out the vibration of, I lack more money? And the universe, which is always there to support us in whatever we do, good, bad, or ugly, if the vibration of I want more money is one of neediness, of lack, of scarcity, of want, then that is what is actually showing up. So the first tool I would give you is definitely to be aware of the words you use and if they reflect the vibration of what you're asking for, to be vigilant, not to be careful, because being careful, once again, is to contract, to be tense, to focus. But to be vigilant and to make sure that the what you're asking for is actually what you desire. So one of the first questions I would ask is, what are my feelings about money? Is it clean? Is it dirty? Is it desirable? Do I think people who have money are pompous and uncaring? Do I think in order to be spiritual that you need to have no money? Do I think that in order to heal people that it's terrible to ask for money? I mean, all these kinds of insane ideas that we have, but that actually influence the way we go about our lives and what we are willing to receive from the universe. So there's a whole series of questions like that. If I were creating my financial reality for me, what would that be like? What would that look like? What does abundance with money feel like to me? You know, are you looking to have just enough to make the rent or make the next 2 months' rent? Or are you looking to change your reality and to change people's paradigms and the way the world functions with money? So just a little, you know, throwing out some sort of base ideas that may be stopping you from creating and generating the kind of financial abundance that that you're interested in. And then to look at what you, as an individual, would create if money weren't a problem, if money weren't an issue. If you had all the money you desired, more money than you could spend, but never enough, what would you be choosing? Would you be on a constant vacation? Would you be giving money, all your money away? Are you interested in having money just to spend it, to be able to spend it? Or are you interested actually in having money, in having the vibration of somebody who has money? Because in for people who actually have money, and have a comfortability with money, the idea of trying, of wanting, is not really in the universe. So are you willing to be the vibration of abundance? Or are you simply interested in continually seeking without ever obtaining? Just some questions that you can ask yourself to get started. And then to ask her to, you know, we use the clearing statement and access POC and POD, right, wrong, good, bad, online, POD, POC, short, poison, yarn. But that's basically about going to the point of creation wherever you acquired the limitation that is stopping you from having what it is you desire. And if you don't remember all that right, wrong, good, bad, online, POD, POC, short, poison, yarn, you could just say POC and POD. And POC and POD, every point of view about money that you bought from anybody else. Because a lot of people I did on the Light and Heavy call, which again is available online. I did a call with Kathy Sawyer and Julia Hogan. They are both very well off. And they both come from very humble means. And there's somewhere in their reality, there's a point at which they said, this is not going to be my reality. This poverty, scarcity mentality is not going to be my reality. So what demand are you making on yourself to have the life and the lifestyle you desire? You know? And just because you have lots of money, you may still desire to live in a treehouse. And when you go on vacation, travel first class. You know, you might decide to have, you know, choose to have your Gucci shoes in a storage room somewhere. And, you know, stop by the storage room before you go on your vacation, pick up your bag, and, you know, put up your Tarzan suit and just keep, and, or Jane suit and just keep going. I mean, it doesn't mean that you have to, it doesn't mean anything that it means for anybody else. So it's so, I love these tools because they really get you to actually look at what your reality would be like if you were creating it just for you. And it looks like something that not, you know, maybe has not been seen on this planet. And really in a time, I'm involved in a bit in politics and perhaps naively, but certainly, you know, wishfully, let's say, introduce a bit of the question and the possibility and different choices and the contribution into the area of politics. And really being able to work with these tools, you can really look at what is actually possible beyond what we've established as the status quo, and begin thinking about affecting a change on the planet, being the change, as Mr. Gandhi said, that we'd like to see on the planet. And so if you had something to contribute to the planet, what would that be? And would that be a different vibration than your being, and not exactly what you're doing, but who you're being while you're doing whatever it is you're doing? I never know if I answered the question or not.
You definitely went above and beyond the question, and it just gave me goosebumps a little bit. I gotta say, when you say instead of doing, being, and you just be the person that you are, and that changes the world. That, I mean, that, like I said, it gives me goosebumps. And when you talk about having abundance and what that would look like, well, I can tell you right now, for me, that would look like being in Rome with you and seeing the world, and instead of being quote unquote stuck in one place. And just being open to that possibility and asking that question, okay, what is it that I desire here, is so liberating and so freeing. And it's part of the reason that I find Access so fascinating. And I'm so happy that I've had you here with me today. And I just got one more question for you. I know that you are a body process facilitator. Is that correct? Or if it's not, if you could correct me. And you have a few body classes going on in Europe right now. And if you could tell the listeners, because we are international, tell them a little bit about bodies and your upcoming class.
Absolutely. I'm a body process facilitator. And I'm also a body class facilitator, which are these 3 days. And Lynn's one as well. 3 days of gifting and receiving these amazing Access Consciousness processes developed by Gary Douglas and Dane here to give the body more ease. The body sends us thousands of signals every millisecond and is such a sensory organ and is communicating with us all the time. And those communications are really about not only what's going on in our body, but what's going on in the environment around us, what's going on in the people's bodies that are around us, what's going on the planet. So these body classes and also the body process classes are really about introducing people to themselves. There's a lovely jazz song by Horace Silver, and Phoebe Bridgewater did it again, called "Let Me Introduce You to Yourself. I Believe You Two Have Never Been Really Met." Let me introduce you to yourself. I believe you two have never really met. If you take a little time to get acquainted, settle all your differences, I bet. So the body classes are about introducing you to yourself, reintroducing you to yourself a bit, to your talents and abilities with bodies, and to your talents and abilities to invite bodies to heal themselves. We're in June now. I'll be heading to Hungary, Budapest, for the first time next week. End of June, I'll be in Belgium, in Brussels, from July 4th to 9th, and in London and other places in the UK from the 10th through the 15th. And then I've also got an amazing tour in Turkey with the body class, and also in Croatia in September, Turkey in October, Copenhagen also in September. So lots of lovely places to bring your body. South Africa in February, going to actually different places in Southern Africa in February. So I'm giving the body a chance to explore itself. I will also be on Martha's Vineyard at the end of July, and in Costa Rica in August, and then back in Italy in August. So all over the place. And so that wasn't a linear map or a linear calendar, but, you know, all over the place. But once again, on the blog, kaskxpromise.blogspot.com, you can follow me. And please, 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 Sasha, like my fan page on Facebook, The Art of Being Kass, K-A-S-S, and lots of information on there as well.
I will definitely do that, and everyone who listens to the show, feel free to like Cass's Facebook page. Also, you can find out some more information about her and her classes on accessconsciousness.com. Thank you so much, Cass. It's been a wonderful, wonderful show with you. I appreciate you being here with me today, and Lynn will be back next week, I promise everybody. Thank you so much for spending your hour with me. Thank you, Cass, for willing to share your awarenesses with me. And everybody, we will see you again same time next week. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you again for joining us for Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health. We hope you'll tune in again next week, Tuesday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time, for another edition with your host, Lynn Waldrop, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a good and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.